Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right in, you're Glenn Mack. Now, we'll get back to the calls in just a moment, but a little bit of news kind of going under the radar because, you know, baseball doesn't exist anymore. But Kevin Franson, who, you know, did a nice job for the Phils. Had a good chemistry with Fransky, mm-hmm. I thought.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good.
But he only got to do half the games because L.A.'s doing the home games, and so he's doing the road games. And, you know, it's not the ideal job. So he is leaving, and he is now going to be the full-time color TV commentator for the Washington Nationals. He's going over the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
And good for him. I mean, smart move. I guess what I wanted to ask you is, who do you replace him with? Assuming that baseball ever returns.
Right.
And assuming L.A. wants to keep doing the home games, and I hope he does, because L.A. is the greatest.
Right.
And L.A. and Fransky together are phenomenal.
They're really good.
But L.A., I get it. You don't want to travel, you know, spend half his life on the road. He's got the beautiful young wife, and, you know, he deserves it, so... I got a name.
Oh, okay. Well, my first, if I were the Phillies, my first move would be to call LA and say, would you consider going back to full time?
I don't think so.
Right. Which is what I that's what I would expect, but I would at least ask. That would be my first call. Say, you know, Kevin's leaving. Would you consider going back to doing all the games?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Okay, so now next, now I pick up the phone, and your question is, who is my next call to?
Because I got it, if they got the guts.
Well, the first one that I would think of would be Ricky Pitalico.
Ding, ding, ding.
Right.
Correct. That's the guy.
Yeah.
I don't think they would because we know L.A. can be critical.
Right.
But L.A.'s kind of... evolved into that.
Right.
And they're not going to push LA out because he's LA. He's a legend. He's, you know, he's a legacy. He's forever.
Right.
But I think he's more critical than they want him to be.
Oh, sure.
And I think Ricky Bowe would be problematic for them in that way.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Best answer.
He's the guy. And they would have to accept the fact that, you know, Ricky calls it like he sees it. And if they're playing bad, he says they're playing bad. If the bullpen's terrible, he has no trouble saying these guys are a disgrace. You know, I mean, L.A. will come up short of that. I mean, he'll just say, oh, we got some real problems in our bullpen. But, I mean, Ricky Bowe will just say, these guys are an embarrassment, you know. And he's pretty unsparing in his view of it. And I think the Phillies would just say, no, I don't think we want to go.
Yeah, we don't want that problem. And I'm not saying they need a cheerleader, but, you know, it's... part of the job is you are employed by that team. You represent that team. So, listen, I love the way, like, Merrill and Mike will be critical when it's time to be critical.
Yes.
But you know that Merrill and Mike, their heart's where your heart is.
Right.
Well, I guess the same would be true for Ricky Bowe. But Ricky can be tough.
Yeah. Ricky can be very tough. But I really like him.
I do, too.
Know, on the post-game show with Michael, I think he's, you know, I mean, he is Mr. Reality Check.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're playing bad, he will absolutely tell you they're playing bad.
So I put this on social media the other day for ideas and answers, and most of the ones that people had just aren't realistic. Like, people say, like, Jimmy Rollins. Well, Jimmy Rollins doesn't want to do that. I think Jimmy enjoys the opportunity to kind of fly in a couple of weekends and do some games on TV, and he's great, but he's not going to – that's not the life for him. My favorite suggestion I got, and I give credit, a guy named Hugh McKillop said, bring Pat Neshek back. I'm just not sure whether he'd be able to call back-to-back games.
That's very good.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Your good friend Pat Neshek.
So there's another former Philly that may have tossed his hat in the ring.
Ooh, Mosh, what do you got?
So Kevin Cooney tweeted, it will be interesting to see who takes Franzen's role. And Shane Victorino retweeted it with a,
Really?
Yes. So well, Shane Victorino, future color commentator?
Shane has a good personality, but I don't know if I don't know how he would be calling games. I have no idea.
Exactly. I've never heard him work as a broadcaster, so I don't know what to expect. We have examples of other guys contributing here and there.
Yeah, right. Right. Rollins has done it. Kruk has done it. A lot of those guys have done it.
And that would be I feel like he'd put a positive spin on things to balance out the Larry Anderson gruff.
Shane would be all roses and singing birds, right? What do you think, Shane Victorino?
It's worth it. I hadn't thought about that, but sure. I mean, he's very popular. He's very popular.
Threw his hat in the ring. Interesting.
I would not rule out at least approaching J-Roll. I mean, I don't think he would do it, but I would.
He's got a life out in the West Coast.
I know.
I mean, you remember when we had him for Tell Us Your Story, and it's like, what are you up to? I'm up to this and this and this and this and this. And I think he's got an opportunity to do games on MLB Network or ESPN, I forget. But he was doing national games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that 162 games a year, even 81 games a year when it's all travel, that's a grind.
It is.
Oh, by the way.
But I would at least place the phone call.
Before they address that, they got to address getting Scott Fransky under contract.
Yes.
He became a free agent at the end of last year.
I wasn't aware of that till you just told me.
Yeah, and I would say this. Other than Bryce Harper, and I don't want to put in the fanatic because I don't want to make a mascot the center of it, but I can't think of anybody whose departure would upset the fans more than if they let Fransky walk.
He did sign for this upcoming season. He signed a 1-year.
Oh, he did?
Just for this one upcoming year. It just happened this week.
Oh, okay.
But you're right.
I missed that.
But still, he's not signed long term.
No, 1 year.
So one, just for this upcoming season so far.
Well, listen. 1 year is good news because I thought that still hadn't worked out. I missed that news.
Oh, it just like a day or two after the Franzen news.
Okay. Well, there you go. Let's get Andy in Mount Laurel. You're on with Ray and Glenn.
Hey, guys, good morning to you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Andy.
Hey, listen, I wanted to chime in on that a couple callers ago. I would definitely, without a doubt, and Ray and Glenn, you definitely would agree with this. The first three, the first round picks, you got to go defense because, first of all, the offensive line looks still pretty damn good despite that last game they had. You got that left side, which I would never disrupt. Sam Malo's coming back. I know he's a left guard. He's very serviceable. But, Ray, we talked about this. He would be a hell of a center if Kelsey doesn't come back, which I hope he does come back. But Sam Malo could be a very good center. You got Driscoll. I know he was dinged up. He can come back. You got Lane Johnson. Brandon Brooks, we have no idea what he's going to do. They probably won't even bring him back, but you do have that thought on the back burner that he's coming back. Please don't get an offensive lineman. Let's go edge rusher. Let's finally get us a linebacker and a hell of a corner. I mean, what do you guys say about that? Am I out reaching or what? I mean, I think our offensive line is good. They had a mock draft picking an offensive guard in the first round, the last pick of the first round. I hope they don't go that way.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. Well, I do think I agree with you. I think that Sayamalu, whenever it is that Kelsey steps aside, I think Sayamalu is going to be the center. I mean, when I saw him play in college, he actually played more center than he played all the positions, but he played more center than he did guard.
And I
actually thought he was better at center. So I think he's going to get the first crack at that job whenever it is that Kelsey decides to retire. And I think Driscoll will be the right guard, and I kind of think that as good as Brooks was, and he was really good, I think that his time here is over.
He's gone. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I've said it before. I would keep the three picks, and I would use them all on defense. I would certainly take a linebacker. I'd take at least one edge rusher, and if I could, I might take two.
100% agree with you, right? Or a corner if we could get one.
Or a safety. Or a safety. I think you're going to move on from all of your safeties, so you're going to need one.
Oh. But, Glenn, I want to tell you and your father, I know that I'm a little early on this one, but may the ghost of Sestak, Dunaway, Day, and McDowell be on that field.
Wow.
Guys. and blast that damn Kansas City D offense. Shut them down. I want to see them guys, want the ghost of them on that field for you and your father.
I love that. Thank you, Andy. Wow, he's bringing up Buffalo Bills from the 1960s. That was the defensive line, Ray, I grew up on.
I remember all those guys.
Ron McDowell. Oh, yeah. We were a crestfallen when he left and went to Washington.
He went to Washington.
Yeah, George Allen. He was one of the old guys.
He was one of the over-the-hill gang. Yeah, and he came and played well for Washington.
Met him one time when I was a little kid. We went out, I'm reading the Buffalo Evening News. I used to deliver it when I was a little kid, right? And I see in the sports pages an advertisement, Ron McDowell appearing at the Sizzler Steakhouse Friday night. It's like, Dad, we got to go. We got to go. It's like, all right, we'll go. So my family went. We ate you remember the Sizzler? I don't know. I don't think it exists anymore, but I know they had them here.
Yeah.
And you would like walk through the line with a tray.
Sure.
And you pick up your little salad and you pick up a little, you know, dessert, whatever, fruit cup. And then you'd like order. They'd like half a dozen. You can get a burger or a steak or whatever. Cheap. Not the greatest meat in the history of America, but there you go. And we go through.
Well, it was not Barkley Prime.
It was not. And then you get to the end of the line, right? And you pay, and there's like, there's Ron McDowell, Dad. There he is. He's huge to me.
He was. Well, he was big.
Yeah, well, he's a defensive lineman. I mean, he was probably, like, by the standard, he's probably like 6'4", 265 or
That's
something.
That's just about right.
Right? I mean, it's not like guys today, okay? It's not like running into, you know, Fletcher Cox.
Right.
But he was big. And I remember shaking his hand with my little kid hand, and it's like, you know, my hand got swollen. Like, how are you, son? Are you a Bills fan? It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Would you like an autograph? Oh, yeah. You know what? I should ask my dad today. That autograph probably still exists somewhere. And, you know, and he's got old boxes of stuff that he moved when they moved here from Buffalo. It's probably sitting there somewhere.
Remember his nickname?
Ron McDowell?
Yeah.
I don't.
The Dancing Bear.
I don't remember that.
Because he was more nimble than he would appear.
He was.
He looked like kind of a big old grizzly bear, but he could actually move around a little bit.
Number 72. Yep. Dunaway was 78. God, you know how I know you remember all that. Tom Sestak, number 70. Great player.
Yep.
God, it's right. You remember all the numbers from when you were 11 years. I don't remember, like, you know, my wife's cell phone number.
Right.
But I remember Ron McDowell's number from when I was 11 years old.
Yeah, I could sit here and do the whole 1960 Eagles thing.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so weird the way the mind works. Because that stuff mattered.
Well, it was so important to you back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew all those numbers. I didn't know the combination of my locker in school, but I could tell you the number of every backup offensive lineman on the Eagles.
Indeed. Craig and Ambler is with us. Hey, Craig. Craig, you there?
Hello.
Hi there. What's on your mind?
Hi. How you doing, Ray?
I'm fine, Craig. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I don't know if you remember me a couple years back with Bernie the Cop. You autographed the first encyclopedia.
Oh, okay.
The Monday night game.
Uh-huh. Very good. Nice to hear from you.
Like, thanks. I listen to you guys every Sunday.
Well, thank you.
My question to you, Ray. Yesterday, Tennessee, they run the ball down the first half. 60 yards, they're inside the 15 or whatever, and they throw a pass, interception. I mean, what are these coaches thinking that they're going to trick the defense? Or
yes,
it makes me crazy.
I know. I that was a big momentum shift because they really had gotten control of the line of scrimmage. Henry had ripped off a couple of big runs. They brought the other back in off the bench. He ripped off a big run, and yeah, I mean they're in the red zone and they're poised to go in. And they call a smoke screen and it gets intercepted. And that was a big momentum flipper. The other thing about that happened in that game, it's not just Tennessee and it's not just their coaches. It happens across the league, and it drives me crazy. Is it's third down or fourth down, and you've got 6 inches to go for the first down, and you put the quarterback in a shotgun. I'm saying, are you nuts? You're 6 inches away. You're 6 inches away from getting the first down, but you're going to put the quarterback 8 yards deep and snap on the ball, and that's where you're going to start the play. Makes no sense to me. And the Titans did that in that situation. They completed a pass. The receiver got tackled just short of the sticks. I mean, it was less than a foot for the first down. and they come out on the next play, and they have Tannehill lined up in the shotgun. And they try to run some kind of a stupid RPO. The play broke down. They lose yardage. And now it's fourth and a yard and a half. And they run a slow-developing handoff to Henry, and they get stopped and turn the ball over, and it winds up turning the game around. I mean, I never understand, and it's not just them. Teams around the league, it's incredible the percentage of times when they have either third or fourth and inches for a first down, and they choose to play it out of the shotgun. I'll never understand that.
215-592-9494. Coming up, we're going to talk to Mike Sielski. One of the fun things about Mike is a terrific columnist for the Inquirer. He can talk about all of the teams, and so we will.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a new book coming out, which we'll discuss with him as well. And we'll be seeing Mike later in the week for a big event that we got coming on. Ray and Glenn on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.